It was good. It was a lot. You know, obviously, the off season coming up would be huge. You know, kind of take some time off right now, get healthy, and then get after it. There's a lot of stuff to analyze, a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of stuff to get better at and improve. It's going to be an eventful off season.
What was the biggest surprise for you in your first year? Something you didn't expect to have to go through?
I don't know. I guess just kind of the getting, acclimated to the game, the speed of it, everything that goes into it, on and off the field. It's something that wasn't, so much of a surprise, but just a change, it was different than in college. So that was something to get used to.
How healthy are you right now?
How healthy? I could play Sunday.
Yeah, the narrative is going to be that this team is going to go in 2015 as well as you go.
Mm-hmm.
You see it that way? Anybody tell you that?
I don't know. I think that's the case in a lot of situations. You know, as the quarterback, usually if the quarterback plays well, the team does well. If not, vice versa. So I think that's, how football is revolved around the quarterback. So I think that, that's something that I understand and get, and is why I'll go and work so hard this off season and try and, get as much improved as I can.
Jed said a couple of weeks ago that it was going to be imperative for you to come back with the offense mastered so you can start looking at defenses.
Right.
What's that process? When do you start it?
I think you can start that immediately. I mean, I'll take a week off, do something for New Year's with some friends, and then, you come back and start, slowly lifting and running and stuff. But I think you kind of stay on top of it mentally, especially as a rookie quarterback going into your first offseason. You don't want to take a couple months off after not paying attention to it or looking at it and forget it. So you want to stay involved in that and continue to learn it and really own the offense. Yeah, I think they just talked about it. It's against rules. You can't go in there and meet on them with anything. So it'll have to be all, self-done.
You can set up things with the receivers if you wanted
right.
to, correct?
Yeah. We'll get together. We've already talked about it, possibly here one time or out in California one time and get together, for a couple of days and throw and go through our offense and our terms and our lingo and how we do stuff.
Go ahead, Hayes. You talked about the relationship with Chad. What a value having a coach like Gus has been. Was this the best situation that you could have had this season as a starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's the only situation I've been in, but I don't see it being much better anywhere else. The culture and atmosphere they created here, kind of really allow, especially a rookie quarterback to come in and thrive in this kind of place and focus on getting better. And so I think that it was definitely as good as it could have been.
You got some work with Roethlisberger in the offseason because you guys obviously have the connection. Mm-hmm. Will you try to reach out to him again this year if the schedule allows it? Was that helpful?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing too is this offseason is kind of like it's a trial run in a sense of, what am I going to do every offseason after this one? Kind of figure out the routine and what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do some different things. Obviously I'm going to be working out and running and, paying attention mentally to our offense. But I'm going to try some different stuff and figure out, what fits and what I like so I can go back to that every offseason. Reaching out, talking to other quarterbacks, seeing what they do.
How nice is it to have a break and not have to prepare for a draft right after playing in college?
Yeah, it's huge. That was an exciting part. It was a long 18 months, but that was all fun. It was a good ride, but it's over now, and it's time to go into a regular offseason.
Are you planning on getting with a quarterback coach? Those quarterback gurus work on the footwork fundamentals.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff I did with Jordan Palmer, going into the combine and all that stuff was to get to the point of self-correction. So there's a lot of stuff that, it's kind of hard to fix while you're playing. I mean, you watch it and I know what I'm doing wrong and I know how to fix it. It's just you don't really have the time, kind of put the work in to get it to become muscle memory. So that's the thing is, I have a good understanding of what I need to do. Obviously, I'll go, continue to work with Jordan, go continue to seek guys that'll help me out and try to continue to learn and get better.
So technique-wise, should we expect to see a much different work in like portals in year two?
I think you just, I'd expect more consistency, more of, things look the same, on more occasions than not. And, I think when that comes, the consistency with accuracy and as well as many other things will come as well.
Is it difficult, though, all that training and then to get back into a game? hard not to revert to what you've been doing for years.
Yeah, it is. I think that's why you got to do it. You really got to hound it so much because it's got to become muscle memory to when you're not thinking about it and guys are flying at you and you're doing all kinds of stuff. That, you know, those are the mechanics you got to revert back to, is the ones you've been practicing. So it comes down to a lot of repetition and making sure that, you know, that's who you are and what kind of quarterback you are now.